And now this is a dictation for Robert Bratcher, B-R-A-T-C-H-E-R, June 2054. Address as a letter to Kurt, K-U-R-T, Boyd, B-O-Y-D, nurse practitioner, 802-8446. Dear Mr. Boyd, B-O-Y-D, follow up for Mr. Bratcher with chronic kidney disease, last visit in July. Weight, appetite is stable. No reported vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination or edema. There was a dislocation of the right shoulder. Went to McLaren Lansing. He was there for about 7 days. He's very poor historian. But apparently no pneumonia, no heart attack, no stroke, no blood transfusion, no dialysis. Blood pressure was running high. According to the discharge papers, he was supposed to be taking Coreg nifedipine on top of the hydralazine, but apparently he only is doing a low dose of hydralazine. The right shoulder was placed in position. He took narcotics for a short period of time, no anti-inflammatory agents. He has concerns that he has Parkinson. He's been told by family members that sometimes on his sleep, he might scream, he might acting up dreams. This needs to be discussed with you. I review medications. He says to be taking hydralazine and atorvastatin as the only prescription medications. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 180-84 on the left-sided, no respiratory distress, lungs cardiovascular normal, no ascites edema. I really don't see much of tremors. Or rigidity. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, present GFR 23, dialysis is done for GFR less than 15 and symptoms. He has no symptoms of uremia encephalopathy. There is anemia, but above 10 does not require EPO treatment. Most recent electrolyte, acid-base, normal, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, no need for phosphorus binders. Blood pressure, however, is poorly controlled. He couldn't explain to me why he is not following recommendations from the recent hospital admission. I'm going to get the actual discharge summary because supposedly was taking or added beta blockers and calcium channel blockers on top of his hydralazine. He could even increase the hydralazine if needed. Our goal for blood pressure should be around 130 over 80 or less. He needs to be careful with his sodium. He's going to discuss with you about these other issues that he has in mind about Parkinson's disease. Continue to follow, end of dictation.